The Department of Justice is suing California over its new net neutrality law, which Governor Jerry Brown signed on Sunday. It would prevent internet companies from slowing down or blocking any websites in California. In other words, it would require that they be neutral, not play favorites. Attorney General Jeff Sessions shot back that California doesn't have the authority to do that. And so here we go. Another confrontation between California and the federal government. Let's go to our weekly guide to the world of tech, Recode. Teddy Schleifer is senior editor of Finance and Influence at Recode. Love that title. Hi, Teddy.
Sure thing. How's it going?
Good. And last year, as we know, the FCC rolled back the Obama-era net neutrality rules on the federal level. Now California seems to be saying, fine, we'll make our own. Sessions is saying states don't regulate interstate commerce. The feds do. You can't do that. Doesn't he have a point?
He does. I mean, this is a debate that really goes back as far, you know, as things like the Articles of Confederation and the founding of the country, right? I mean, who controls interstate commerce? You know, this is also, of course, one country with one set of federal laws, but this is a debate about federalism and about who has the right to, you know, is this an interstate commerce issue? Then it very clearly is, you know, up to the federal government. But also, we've seen, just like during the Obama administration, you saw states like Texas kind of fight them tooth and nail. Here we have California and a Republican administration doing the same.
And it's about technology, obviously. And we should say Oregon, Vermont, Washington do have their own net neutrality laws. Dozens of states are debating having theirs. But California is the biggie, you know, when it's something like emission standards or solar panels, other states seem to follow. What happens when one state has this and may have, you know, websites that are used across the country? What happens when one state decides to have net neutrality? Does it impact other states in any way? I mean, does it cross borders?
I mean, you're totally right. I mean, the internet is not a, you know, it has no geographic location here. I mean, part of this, though, is that, you know, California is leading a coalition of about, like, I think 20 state attorney generals who are filing suit in this case. So, they, you know, California is the leader here, but they're not, this is not a suicide mission by themselves.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, California, obviously, is the country's biggest state, and it's also been the home of liberalism, right, for a long time, and the home of the modern day, you know, quote unquote resistance. Mm. So you could very well see a scenario here where California, if successful in federal court, you know, this could really open the floodgates, not just on net neutrality issues, but on it could shift the broader conversation between the Trump administration and 50 state houses across the country.
Right. And, you know, by the way, the DOJ is already suing California for allowing sanctuary cities. You know,
right,
this is
right.
Where local police don't cooperate with the federal immigration officials and turn over illegal immigrants, undocumented immigrants. The cities say it's to maintain their local community, a rapport with people. And in July, California won the first round of that battle in court. So we'll see what happens here. But meantime, as we said, these were rolled back a year ago. Are people feeling any impact from that? Or are people saying, "Oh, you know, everything's slowing down or speeding up"?
Yeah, I haven't noticed anything. I don't know if listeners have. I mean, ultimately, though, this is not just some. I think one of the worries from people in my point of view is that they'll, you know, this will just seem like to listeners as some sort of high minded debate about the way the internet is structured. But you know, if you stream videos on, you know, Netflix or Hulu, and you know, this is really going to affect your day-to-day experience with the internet, right, which obviously we all depend on every single day. So I think this is something that people should pay attention to. This is not just a intellectual debate between, you know, law professors about the meaning of the Constitution. This is something that is going to, you know, affect our lives in a very real way.
But again, on the level of technology, you know, when this was opposed, Ajit Pai, appointed as chair of the FCC in 2017, argued about how this would prevent investment in broadband companies. Could you just briefly and without breaking our heads explain why they why Ajit Pai, the FCC, and the Trump administration did not want net neutrality?
Yeah, they just see this as, you know, onerous regulation on something that's not needed, right? I mean, Pai said at the time, you know, I'm looking at a quote here, you know, the internet is free and open today and it will continue to be so under light touch protections, right? Obviously, the federal government and conservative administrations always just is looking out for the fact that with too many regulations, you know, it hurts the private sector, right? And I think especially there's a concern here among broadband providers that if California is successful, you could have a scenario where you have a patchwork of 50 different net neutrality laws. That obviously would be a regulatory minefield for if you're Verizon. or if you're Netflix, right? So ultimately, this is, I think the worry is if the states are too empowered, then the federal government has no ability to control the way the internet is structured overall, and that's not good for consumers.
Yeah.
So I think the most charitable argument for the PI FCC is that they're looking out for consumers, and you know, a lighter touch from a regulatory framework is better for them.
Yeah, well, and the state, California, is saying they're the ones looking out for consumers because they're making it so that the consumer approaches the internet and everything there is on an equal footing.
Totally.
Favoritism. Ted Schleifer, Senior Editor of Finance and Influence at Recode. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it.